Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
What are your plans after the show ends?
I want an activity that involves jumping. I want a mystery activity. I want some reflection time.
Maybe you're an extraterrestrial, escaped from a government facility.
This is the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
And here we go with a recap of tonight's throwdown GOP debate in Detroit.
Bing, bong, bong, boom, bong, bong, whoa,
bing, bing, bing,
ah, clink,
ba, 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 ba,
la, la, la,
I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. And that's pretty much the way things played out. Let me see here. And then there was...
He hit my hands. Nobody has ever hit my hands. I've never heard of this one. Look at those hands. Are they small hands? And he referred to my hands. If they're small, something else must be small. I guarantee you there's no problem. I guarantee.
Kaboom! Yeah. I don't want to talk about politics, but how can you, not avoid the fun stuff? My God. That's pretty much the debate if you missed it. That's really all you need to hear. Gotta tell you. So, according to Google Trends, Trump's success on Super Tuesday has caused a 350% spike in people Googling how to move to Canada. And search interest in move to Canada has reached a record high, too, particularly in Massachusetts and Virginia. I'm not sure why. But up 350%. We'll see what rolls out after tonight and after today's debacle with Mitt Romney. And I think that was a debacle. I mean, you know, it's just imploding, exploding. It's just a hot mess. And then Miley Cyrus. Oh, this is so sad. This will break your heart. Here comes the late night, late show wrap up part. So if Trump becomes president, Miley Cyrus is going to vomit and she's crying and she's going to move to Canada. And this is even sadder than the death of her blowfish, Pablo.
Deep in the sea, and that would mean Pablo, the blowfish, was better off than here with me. But Pablo, the blowfish, I miss you so bad.
Congratulations, Canada. You own Bieber, and now you'll own Miley, too.
Bing, bong, bong, boom, bong, bong, whoa.
Bing, bing, bing.
Ah, clink.
Ba, 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 ba.
La, 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 la.
Boom, boom.
Wah.
Bye.
Boom, wah.
Bing, bing.
Nine.
Ba, 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 ba.
Wow.
Bye. West.
Two. Ka-ching, ching.
Ah. Okay, I can't wait. Maybe it'll be fun. He very well could be the next president. Okay, so last night, if you joined us, you heard us all arguing about the damn jacket, which is the new dress. Yesterday was the 1 year anniversary of the dress. That was the internet sensation. The meme that spawned a science bonanza, as it was described. And so, you know, I don't know if you've seen the jacket yet. We were having this conversation and argument last night with everybody who was looking at the jacket, which you can join us at Generation Drex on Twitter and take a look at it, or just Google the jacket and you'll see it. It's an Adidas jacket. What color is this jacket? Well, I saw black and brown, so I fall in the 11th percentile. And then 70% of the people saw blue and white. Now, I don't see white anywhere on that damn thing. And then we had the argument in here. Crystal, what did...
I saw black and brown, but when I looked at it earlier today, I saw green and gold.
Okay. Well, green and gold is fair. Yeah, green and gold is fair. Ryan
Cray and white.
Cray, that's
and white.
Right. Cray.
And off blue, little gray in it.
But what part is white? Is it the Adidas logo?
The Adidas logo is white.
Okay, that's
which usually is the Adidas
normally,
logo at all
normally,
times too.
Sure.
Right, of course. Yeah, but now you're cheating though. Is
but that's exactly what I see. I see bluish and white, blue and white.
All right,
cray.
So, how would this explain why different people saw, the same picture, but they saw it in different ways? Okay, so now I'm going to read the scientific explanation of the meme that spawned a science bonanza. So the picture itself, we're just talking about the dress, because I don't see any white there. I mean, just going around the office again today, it's just insane. And 70% of people see white. I just, and by the way, with the dress, which actually was black and blue, I saw, and there it is. I have it on. Can you see it while you're driving? I still see it. The damn dress is still gold and white to me. Okay, so first of all, the picture itself was overexposed, washing out the colors of the dress while the illumination was ill-defined. Parts of the image seemed to imply backlighting, which would leave the dress in a bluish shadow. Yeah, so there's lighting things going on here. Whereas others implied yellowish overhead store lighting, artificial lighting. Okay. Whereas this implied the yellowish overhead kind of, the lighting we have in here. And depending on the viewer and how you interpreted this setup, is the apparent colors could shift dramatically from black and blue, which were the real life colors of that dress, to white and gold. So if you assume that the dress was in a shadow, your brain would subtract out some blue from the internal image of the dress in your head to account for the shadow's bluish tint. That would make the fabric seem more yellow and white. So, Drex, boing, boing, boing. Okay. So what is this? So I'm narrowing it down to this, because this goes on for pages and pages. I mean, this scientist wrote like a 30-page report. The difference in perception has something to do with your daily schedule. For instance, some of us tend to rise at dawn and go to bed at dusk, where there are others, like myself, who stay up late and sleep in. These two things, the lark, the early riser, versus the owl, the late nighter, and sleep in, is where the brain changes your perception of what color that damn dress is or was. And also is affecting this jacket meme that's making its way around the universe. So, over time, for instance, some of us, as I said, tend to rise at dawn and go to bed at dusk, where others stay up late and sleep in. Over a lifetime of this behavior, the early risers or the larks will be exposed to a lot more short wavelength, meaning bluish natural daylight, than the owls, who will end up seeing more artificial, the lighting going on here, okay? We're seeing more artificial, long wavelength, yellowish light. And that's what's going on. So that accounts for it, and that's the science behind all of this chaos. It all has to do whether you're a lark or you're an owl, And then. Just saying. And then, if you're all over the road, hell's bells, I don't know what the hell you're seeing, because it could go either. Tomato, tomato. And that has and is what generated this entire fiasco. So you're welcome, now you know.
Bing, bong, bong, boom, bong, bong, whoa.
Bing, bing, bing.
Ah, clink.
Ba, 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 ba.
All I know is one thing. That thing is orange.
And then?
We'll be back on the Drex Radio Show on KGOA 10. It's ever long. We all want to run away with Mr. Grohl, Dave Grohl.
Yeah, Drex, stop interrupting him.
Sorry. Oh, my God. These rumors, I swear, it's just insane. You know, Foo Fighters, one of the greatest rock and roll bands ever long. The Pretender, Learn to Fly, Best of You, times like these. Well, these breakup rumors have been going around for a long time, and they decided to actually shoot down the breakup rumors with a funny video where Dave Grohl goes solo and the rest of the guys draft Nick Lachey. Yes, the 98 Degrees guy, remember him? Remember, was married to Jessica Simpson. He's kind of disappeared. I don't know what the hell he's doing nowadays. Look that up, Crystal. Yeah, look
on
up
it.
Nick Lachey. Yeah. As the replacement, at the end of the video, there's text saying, quote, for the millionth time, we're not breaking up. So over the last few days, there's been tons of rumors, and they released the 7-minute comedy skit where Dave Grohl is trying to go solo while the rest of the band holds a meeting to decide his replacement. So that list includes Sammy Hagar, Vince Neil, Chris Martin from Coldplay, Scott Stapp from Creed, Diplo, Bieber, I love it, Gwen Stefani, Prince, even Phil Collins. And then they ultimately settle on Nick Lachey, who comes in to sing Everlong, which you just heard. So here's a piece of that audio.
Maybe it's time for me to do my own thing. And nothing against those other guys. I love those guys.
I think it's time for you to go in your own direction.
A new direction.
A new direction. Totally new. Totally yeah. Fresh. Something cool and hip.
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 Something hip.
The sound of this new generation is all electronica. It's with keyboards and laptops. You can do that, man.
Will I be playing an instrument?
No, you don't play an instrument. The music is in the box. All you gotta do is hit one button.
Come on, baby. Feeling hungry. Need a little.
I don't know. I was thinking something that's it's more of a, it's a vocal thing.
We can find somebody. We just gotta, this is the core right here. Hagar?
What about Gwen?
A little sex appeal in the band?
Hang on. I got the guy.
I can't play piano. It's not gonna work, really. What happened to that one finger?
I got her as fast as I could.
She said, oh, oh, oh. Yeah, 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 yeah. Ooh. Hey, yeah, 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 yeah.
And it's Nick Lachey. Okay, but then they're not breaking up. Oh, my God. So what is Nick Lachey up to?
Thank God. He's got a new album out.
Oh, he does?
Called Soundtrack of My Life.
Didn't know that.
Is it silent? Because he hasn't done anything in the past.
Now, I have to say, Nick's a great guy. And by the way, he was really a good-looking guy, too. I don't know what the hell he looks like now.
He's still, ooh,
he has steel blue eyes like I've never seen on a human being. Yeah.
He's pretty good-looking.
Right. Lachey's version of Everlong probably would sell nowadays. I'm just saying. That probably would sell.
Maybe.
That makes me want to go to Canada.
Sounded like Bieber trying to sing Everlong.
Right. Yeah, it's just, the whole thing's insane, right?
So they're all covers. All these songs are covers.
Okay, but you know, there was the interview with Taylor Hawkins, who's the Foo Fighters drummer. And he did this in January, and this is what he said.
We're on an indefinite I hate us. But that's not because we don't love each other and we don't want to make music together.
Did you say I hate us?
Yeah, instead of hiatus, we call it I hate us. And we did so much in the last 5 or 6 years that we as a band, as people, could go in the studio tomorrow and start recording more and have just as much fun as we ever had. But I think that the world needs a break from us for a little while.
What was the whole thing with Jessica Simpson's show? What the hell was that? With Nick Lachey and the Chicken of the Sea, Jessica Simpson.
Oh, when Jessica the tuna can or whatever?
Yeah, with the tuna.
She thought it was chicken?
Yes. Yeah. She said, well, it's Chicken of the Sea, so, you know, it must be chickens from the sea.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. And buffalo wings are from buffaloes?
Yes.
Yes, that's exactly right. That's exactly right. While we're talking about rock music for a second here, there's a reason Tom DeLonge's departure from Blink-182 has, the reason for the departure from Blink-182 has been revealed. Turns out that he wanted to soften the band's sound, and Travis Barker and Mark Hoppus were not on board, and Travis Barker talked about that.
I think Blink is like eternal youth. Mark and I personally never wanted to change, you know? Towards the last couple albums, it was like Tom was obsessed with U2 and wanted to sound like U2, and he wanted to basically record songs that sounded like Coldplay. And for us, it was always like, Blink is Blink, man. We want to sound like Blink 182. I love Blink for what it is. So I think us both being in agreement that we love Blink and we love the sound of Blink.
Yeah, and that's why they're not blinking anymore. Because, you know, you can't sound like U2 or Coldplay, for Christ's sake. You be you. That's why I'm not being Ron Owens. Because Ron is Ron Owens. There's only one Ron Owens. Yes. And trust me, there's only one Drex. That's what you got. That's what we're
working
with.
Thank God. No.
That's fine. I know, some people aren't catching on. We're switching things out here. Things are a little different at night. We don't have to be so hot and heavy. You know, we can talk about the fact that your boss may have just realized that your March Madness could hurt your productivity. So that's a thing. See, now that's a thing that we should be talking about at night. We don't need to get into deep, dark politics.
And we need to speak specifically to Ryan on that one, right?
Oh, the March Madness?
March Madness.
There's a report that comes out every year right before March Madness, and it estimates how much money businesses will lose because of lost productivity. That number is always comically high, like $750 trillion or something insane like that. And even if the hit isn't that big, the tournament really, I think, does, they say, can affect productivity. Unfortunately, your boss is finally starting to realize that at a lot of companies. New survey found 1 out of 7 bosses now think March Madness is a negative effect on work, and they want to shut down the pools. So I don't know what's going on here. I mean, we're right beside the biggest sports station in San Francisco, KNBR. Is there a pool, Ryan?
Yes.
Of course. Okay, good. But no, there should be. We have KNBR.
Exactly.
Yeah, why would we not?
I feel like companies lose more money because of Facebook rather than things like that.
For damn sure.
Ding, 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 ding.
My God, if you could see this place. There's, you know, 5 computers in here. 1, 2, 3 televisions.
Just in this one
and
studio.
And television studio lighting for what? I don't know.
When we do Dance Dance Revolution later.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah. I mean, you know, I think that we need to start periscoping every night for sure.
Hey.
Yeah. I mean, you know, we are lit to do that. And we might just be lit enough to do that. Yes. Yes.
Said lit.
It's that Lark versus Al thing. What color is that damn dress in that jacket? All right. We're going to take a break and we'll be back with the Late Night Late Show wrap up as we continue on the Drex Radio Show on KGOA 10. Lobertini.
Yes, sir.
Drex DeLobertini in the newsroom.
Yes.
What the hell is Bart doing? They're contesting now? So, what? If I'm the 10th rider, do I win a pair of tickets to see Kiss?
No, you have to stay home.
Prince.
You have to stay home. You have to skip the usual commute.
I've never heard of anything so ridiculous. They're contesting at Bart.
It sounds kind of desperate, but you know what? They've got old trains. The ridership is up. The new trains aren't due for months, and you know, it's another one of those situations where, boy, wouldn't you have liked to have been the fly on the wall when everybody decided, hey, this is a good idea.
Let's have a contest. Yeah.
Wow,
So how do they determine that? So, you know, if you're the 10,000th rider of the day, then you win a prize.
Well, apparently you do something, you sign up with them, and you agree to, you know, maybe you have an electronic BART card. I don't know ins and outs of it, but,
Clipper card, yes.
Yeah, a Clipper card, and then they are able to monitor whether or not you've, you know, gone along with the promise that you will not commute during peak hours.
Oh, my God. Try that with your boss. And we're worried about March Madness, you know, whether there's a poll or not.
Well, you know,
it's just insane. I don't know. You know, it just goes to once again, it's just not a Bay Area problem. It's not a San Francisco problem. It's an infrastructure problem all across America. And, you know, and once again tonight with the debate, we're not talking about serious topics that we need to talk about. We're talking about Donald Trump's penis size. And it's just astounding to me. You know, Bart got us through the Super Bowl. So I'm not sure I understand.
Well, I mean, the peak times, and they say their busiest stations are at Embarcadero and Montgomery, and
right.
when we were over
it
in that crazy. Neighborhood,
yes.
it was that, you know, I can attest to that. But again, ridership is up. You know, the economy's better. Jobs are, you know, popping up. San Francisco is the, you know, as the mayor likes to say, the center of the tech universe. And there are just
well,
a lot of people working in San Francisco. And
we love it.
And, yeah, and, you know, they've got 9-to-5 jobs or 8-to-5 or whatever.
And that's what we have. I mean, I just don't think that we can switch it up and go at different times. Boy, wouldn't we all like to. I mean, we work off-peak times.
Well, and the thing is, they already have problems with reliability of the trains on time schedules. Now, the feeling is that once they get these new trains in, that's going to make things easier. But those things, you know, don't start coming in mass until 2017, 2018, 2019. And you know what's interesting is that, and this got a lot of conversation about 15 years ago, you know, with the dot-com boom here, was, boy, wouldn't it have been nice if the voters around the Bay Area had approved BART? Because in the 60s,
right.
San Francisco, Contra Costa, Alameda counties all agreed to BART. Marin said no. San Mateo County said no. Santa Clara County said no. Because the idea was to loop BART around the Bay Area and then up into Marin.
Should've,
but they would have, no, not in my backyard, as you like to say.
Right. Well, that's why we need President Trump, eminent domain. He'll fix that.
Well, yeah, but President Obama's been pretty good about making money available for high-speed train service,
right,
which is going to help the Bay Area. That's one thing that people forget, is that this isn't just about the bullet train. This is about electrifying and modifying rail lines all over the state, here in the Bay Area and Los Angeles, too.
I think it's a great idea. You know, so it's all good. I just find it, you know, there's a little bit of comedic fun in thinking that you're going to play contest with BART.
Well, I have.
There you go. I just don't want to smell, you know, rotten socks and, you know, sit on a urine.
You know what? If I could live with rotten socks, it's
right.
the other stuff.
It's the urine soaked.
Well, no, it's or the urine soaked people.
Yes, there's that too. Okay. All right. Thank you very much, John Libertini.
You betcha.
Well, let's see here. We got a lot of nasty divorce things going on. A lot of people were surprised when Reba McEntire and Narvel Blackstock split up. They were married for 26 years. They're one of Nashville's power couples for sure. Well, Reba, yes, Reba, love you some Reba, opened up about it. And it sounds like she was surprised too about this.
The divorce was not my idea. I didn't want it in any shape, form, or fashion. So it was really hard to make the adjustment. When someone's not happy, I just want everybody to be happy in their lives, because our lives are too short to be miserable. So, yeah, I just thought it was the best thing to take my marbles, go play somewhere else. But the thing that got me through all of this change in my life, number one, is God. I've prayed every day to help me have the strength to move one foot in front of the other, to continue on with what I'm supposed to be doing and why he put me on this earth in the first place. And then with my team and my friends, my family, my girlfriends, you know, you've got to have a great team of people around you that you love and they love you. And I'm very blessed to have those people. I thank God for it all.
See, you never know. I mean, when somebody, your significant other is thinking differently. What is the deal with Blake Shelton? So, Blake Shelton is about to put out a song, a nasty song about the divorce. Now, I don't understand all of this. Did you find the story, Crystal? Because I
sort
lost.
Sort of. There's a timeline on ET.
Okay. So now Blake Shelton is saying that he's about to put out a new song about Miranda, and he's going to call her a bitch in the song. So, yeah. Yeah. The turn on is.
Am I on? No, yeah, there we go. There we go. Ryan hit. Was that? He
okay. So I don't understand what, I mean, obviously, you know, there was the whole Gwen Stefani thing that's going on. There were rumors that she came out of the hospital the last week floating around here that she was holding her belly. And I don't, of course, those rumors. Right. Yeah. There's a scroll.
All right. So here's the very vague story. Miranda didn't want to have children. Blake wants to have children. He was busy with The Voice in L.A. Right. while Miranda was in Nashville or on the ranch with her llamas in Oklahoma, and that she was allegedly having an affair for a large period of time while he was, doing his thing.
Well, that would you know, make sense in my mind that he's going to put out this song.
Well, he was so
calling
PO'd,
her a bitch.
He was so PO'd at her that the day that divorce became final, he ordered her off his property, take your animals, and get out.
Of Oklahoma. But the whole thing was he went L.A. I mean, that was the reason she... I mean, I remember some of the backstory of Miranda Lambert being alone. I mean, talk about a power couple. They were the power couple of Nashville, and definitely Reba. No, not so much.
Did you say Reba?
Well, yeah, Reba just talked about her divorce.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, well, that was not her idea. She didn't think that was going to happen.
Oh.
Yeah. You were busy doing your
Well, but
stuff.
Reba, I thought
but
that, Narvel, I Narvel thought that
just,
was Reba.
Narvel just, you know, decided they were going to break up. So, but anyway, so back to what's going on here with Blake. So it was a nasty divorce, but he went to L.A. and got involved in The Voice, and he became Mr. Los Angeles. And I thought Miranda always made it perfectly clear that she's a country girl and she's staying in Oklahoma. And she's not moving to L.A. I mean, wasn't that... Maybe.
You know more than I do, but wow. But she had a very busy career too. I mean, she could have been in Nashville a lot. I mean,
she didn't want to be in L.A.
Well, you know,
and he was Mr. L.A. and he is Mr. L.A. now.
Well, you know what? And that happens sometimes. sometimes you hit big, and you know, you've just got to kind of go with it.
You get a Gwen Stefani on The Voice. I don't know. I just find it irritating. I just don't like it. I don't know why it irritates me.
It's an odd couple.
Really?
I mean, it is odd.
Yeah.
I mean.
I just thought there would be a lot of country backlash on the whole Blake Shelton, Gwen Stefani thing.
You know what?
And then Gavin Rossdale, they're not even divorced, are they?
No.
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 But who doesn't like Gwen Stefani?
I do.
I love her.
Well, sure, I do too. But I mean, the whole thing.
See what I mean?
Right.
See what
okay,
I mean?
Ryan is, okay. Yeah. So I'm a fan too.
Look, this is perfectly country music. I mean, country music
well,
has
true.
Been built yeah. on affairs and broken hearts mm-hmm. and, you know.
Booze and pickup trucks and
right,
whiskey.
Right, exactly. Yeah. I nice. Like my
and
women
cheating.
A little on the trashy side.
All right, we'll leave it at that. And we'll be back with more of the Drugs Radio Show coming up with KGO 810. We'll talk about Pamela Anderson. This much. All the girls don't feel like this. Few times I've been around that track, so it's not just gonna happen like that. Cause there ain't no holler back, girl. Ain't no holler back, girl. Ain't getting no call from Miranda, I'll tell you that. Well, apparently you are, Gwen Stefani. I wonder if she calls back Gavin Rossdale anymore. I don't know. That whole situation's sketchy, too. I don't know. I just don't like all the drama. I don't know why it bothers me. It just, I know I don't want it in my life. That's what I'm saying. Maybe I'm settling in. All right. On the Wendy Williams Show, Pamela Anderson. Now there's a place we can go. She talks about the Playboy Mansion. And I have to tell you, I think one of the most interesting things about this conversation is that it seems to me the girls next door and a lot of people are trashing Hugh Hefner now that, can I say? The mansion itself is up for sale, and all these stories came out about all the sordid details of what went on there. And of course they did. I mean, come on, it Playboy Mansion, for God's sakes. And I know his son hates the fact that they're not showing nudity anymore in Playboy magazine or on the website. You know, that was a big, I don't know, and I agree with his son, Cooper, who's 23 years old and not talking to dad now because they're not doing nudity. You know, they think they're going to be the next Maxim magazine, and that's, I don't know, I just don't see how that's going to work out. But anyway, back to the point. Pamela Anderson was on point here. She says the Playboy Mansion was like a university to her.
It's bittersweet because it was such a lifestyle. I mean, it was, the Playboy Mansion was like my university.
Yeah.
It was full of intellectuals. I got, you know, sex, rock and roll,
all kind of
art,
mess.
All the important stuff.
You know, it's a pivotal time in your life because your boys are now not little goobers. They fully recognize who Pam Anderson is. Is it true that one of them was conceived at the Playboy Mansion?
I'm sure.
God bless Pamela Anderson, and that's why we love her, because at least she's telling the truth. Drug, sex, and rock and roll. That's what it was. That's what it was supposed to be. By the way, Pam Anderson talks about the Baywatch. Yes, there's going to be a remake.
I'm glad that they're doing the remake of Baywatch. I have a suggestion for if you want to be in it.
Money.
Yes, that.
Okay.
I mean, come on. I mean, they made me an offer to come onto it, but it was like for like half of what they would pay me on an episodic thing. And I said, you know, it doesn't, I would love to be a part of it because I think it's so great that it's finally happening.
Yes.
And it's a compliment that they want me on it so bad, but I've been doing all these other movies, doing a lot of indie films.
Yes.
I've been working, doing like real character kind of driven roles, and I would love to do it. They have some cute ideas, but I mean, The Rock, all these people are doing this. They can
Zac Efron
right.
and stuff.
You know, well, they can offer me something respectable.
Well, Zac Efron will get your attention. That's for damn sure. I don't know if Pamela will still or not. I guess so. But, I mean, you've got to have the Hoff if you're going to have a Baywatch movie, right? So The Rock did make that announcement.
Hey, listen, I don't know if the world is ready for both of us. Are you ready?
Come on, man. Rock and the Hoff. I was born ready.
He was born ready. There ain't no Bay without the Hoff. Baywatch, get ready, world.
See, Germany, your nightmare is over. It's not about the immigrants now. Your party is starting. You're going to have another Baywatch movie with the Hoff. Calm down. Stop worrying about the immigrants. Okay. Speaking of the Playboy Mansion, the most popular porn searches in every state. Let me see, including this one. The most popular porn search overall was lesbian. Black or ebony was number one in four states. And you know what? This is really strange here. So guess what comes in third in America? Cartoon. What? Boy, yeah.
Like anime?
Anime.
I believe that. There's a lot of guys that are into that.
No.
Yeah.
No. No, not when the rest of it's free.
I don't know.
Why bother? I don't
They know. Love it.
Wow. Okay, and then this
hot
is...
Hot stepmom.
Hot stepmom.
Hot
no, 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 no.
Mom.
You know what? Then MILF.
Oh.
Yeah, yes.
MILF.
MILF. Yes. That's on the list.
So what is the name that you girls have come up with for dads that you'd like to do?
DILF.
DILF, yes.
DILF.
No, uh-uh.
No.
That's not
D-I-L-D-O?
It. No. No. Well, I mean, if we have to.
Okay. All right. Bring on that Baywatch movie. We can't get to the Gay Watch fast enough.
Oh, my God. I can't produce for you anymore, Trent.
Oh, it's too much fun. Let's end on this note. So... it's official. Guys aren't willing to live with man boobs anymore. Yeah, so let's go from porn to this. The American Society of Plastic Surgeons just released their data from 2015. And for the first time ever, more than 40% of the breast reductions were on men.
Thank God.
Were on men. Okay, there were 16 million cosmetic procedures last year. That's approximately one for every 16 adults. That's up from 7.4 million in 2000. So 16 million. Botox is by far the most common procedure. I don't even think that counts as, that's not plastic surgery. But breast augmentations are the most common surgeries. And by the way, the hottest type of plastic surgery now, real, honest to God plastic surgery, are the butt implants. I mean, they were so rare in 2000 that they weren't even tracked. Last year, it's the hottest trend.
So what do you call that, a moob? Reduction?
Moob. Yes. It is a moob reduction. Yes.
I welcome.
Man boob.
Yeah, so guys are not willing to live with the man boobs anymore.
Neither are the women.
Yeah.
Look
Well, you know what's causing the increase in man boobs are micro brews.
Mm. Oh, I did hear that. Yeah, the hops, the special hops.
Yes.
Yeah,
making men a little busty.
Well, now you know. It's a good reason to just stick to bourbon or vodka.
Yeah.
Blake Shelton's tequila. Vodka. We were yours is tequila. And by the way, we were talking about Blake Shelton and Miranda Lambert. Blake Shelton is coming out with his own brand of vodka. I think we talked about that a little bit last night.
Very nice.
Okay. And let's leave us with one positive note. What is the hardest working city in America?
Buffalo, New York.
No, Anchorage, Alaska. Who knew? By the way,
I didn't know.
Fisheries?
I don't know, but they're the hardest working.
6 months of daylight, 6 months of darkness.
What else do they have to do? Go to work. Either that or, be buzzed. By the way, we're in there. We're in the top 10. San Francisco, let me see here, Virginia Beach, Virginia, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, Irving, Texas, Scottsdale, Arizona, San Francisco, Cheyenne, Washington, D.C., and Charlotte. Very good. Laziest, Detroit. Okay. Oh, where the insane debate went on tonight. Okay, have a good night. The John Bachelor Show is next on KGO 810.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.